You've spoken a lot about how women can participate.
Mm-hmm.
What about for men? Can you speak about the feminine in a man?
Yes. I mean, I think a man has to be receptive to his own soul to start with, to the mystery of his own soul, to this inner mystery. Men, the masculine is more by nature more extrovert, even physically, even sexually. It is, that is what is natural to the man, to learn to value the feminine, to learn to value this inner mystery of the soul, which I think belong to indigenous cultures who are much more comfortable with the feminine. Even the warriors were more comfortable with the feminine, the need for, whether it is, you know, a sweat lodge or a time to reconnect with the inner. And I think that is the first work of the masculine, is to reconnect with the inner, to support the feminine and to value the feminine. And then, which is also the soul of the man. And I mean, this is played out psychologically. I actually have a chapter in this in my own experience of the feminine that is what Jung called the anima, that is projected onto a woman, and that whole mystery of reconnecting to the soul in order to find meaning in your own life or creativity in your own life. I think that is the first step. And then, as I said, beyond there is reconnecting to the world's soul and beginning to have respect for life, for creation, for this feminine mystery of which we are all a part. And underneath that, you see, I actually feel that there is this wisdom in the world. The world, once you realize the world is a living spiritual being, it is very ancient, we've been here a short time, it is very wise. It doesn't, you know, it has the wisdom it needs for the next stage in its evolution, for the next stage of its transformation. But we have to learn to listen to it. We have to learn to be receptive. We have to learn to be attuned to the wisdom of the world, to this deep knowing of the feminine being of the world, of creation. And I think that is something both men and women, you know, we are always making plans. This is a very masculine attitude. We make plans or fix things. But to learn to listen to the wisdom of the feminine, how does the world want to evolve now? How does creation want to go through this change despite all the difficulties? That is something both men and women can do. And it has to do, of course, with reconnecting with the sacred within ourselves and within creation. And then I think together we can make a step forward, and you will find that there are forces within creation that are very powerful, that are very ancient and very wise. And they're actually much wiser, and they're actually much more powerful than all the masculine hierarchical forces that are present in the world. It is like, you know, a dragon. It is very ancient and very powerful. And we can reclaim that relationship. We can reclaim that connection, which is very, very simple. It is just a state of awareness. It is a state of receptivity. It is and requires, and this again, maybe men find more difficult than women, it requires a certain humility that we don't know, that maybe there is something within the world, within us, that knows more than we do. And that is also something one can do, to have a certain humility.